This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado elementary school teachers would get one more year to get mandatory training on reading and structure under a bill that passed its first committee hearing Thursday. Teachers were supposed to have the required training completed by the beginning of next school year. Senator Tammy Story said the bill would give almost one more year.
The point is that our teachers are working double time and triple time. The amount of time that they have to do 40 or 45 additional hours of training is very minimal.
The bill impacts 23,000 early elementary teachers. It now goes to the full Senate for further debate. A Coloradan was selected sixth overall in the Women's National Basketball Association draft last night. Aurora native Michaela Onyeware was picked by the New York Liberty. The forward played for 4 years at UCLA after graduating from Grandview High School, where she was a standout player in Colorado. Changes in the state's response to the pandemic mean restaurants and gyms can open to full capacity, but they still have to accommodate physical distancing. Inside the Capitol Grill in downtown Denver today, managing partner Bart Hickey says the changes may not actually affect how many people can dine in.
We can only seat roughly 40% of our capacity as long as we have 6 feet distancing. If they went from 6 feet to 3 feet, then we could fill the restaurant to our full capacity, which here is about 300 people.
But Hickey says he hopes the changes in state and local mandates will encourage more people to go out to eat. Pueblo is still limiting indoor capacity to 50%. A state program sends about 75 men out of Colorado prisons to fight wildland fires. Soon, they may have a better chance at a career after they're released. A bill that passed the state legislature on Thursday would encourage the state to hire firefighters with criminal records, and it would create new support programs for people who participated in the firefighting program in prison. The mountains right now are at 38 degrees this afternoon. Snow is falling and will continue to fall into Saturday evening. The high tomorrow will be 39. Meanwhile, Grand Junction has dodged the snow. The high tomorrow will be in the high 50s, possibly 60s. Should be that way all weekend. This is CPR.